Before I get started on my story, I'd like to thank everybody who's come up here in previous weeks and shared their salvation story. It's been inspiring and humbling to hear the different ways that God has worked in people's lives, and it's also made me examine my life and story in a way that I hadn't before. I was born into a family where I have early memories of my mom reading Bible stories to us kids and my dad lying in the floor of the family room reading his Bible. We attended a Southern Baptist church, which by this time had been influenced by liberal theology and was afflicted with a lot of apathy. Praise God, there was a remnant there who tried to remain faithful to God's word and contended for the faith in a sometimes hostile environment. I was blessed to have some of these people as Sunday school teachers, and they impressed on me the importance of scripture reading and study and of committing my life to Christ. I knew in my heart what they were saying was true, but I didn't do anything about it. To borrow a thought I heard from this pulpit last week, I was wearing the team jersey and thinking that was enough, but I wasn't really on the team. This went on throughout my teenage years, experiencing the pull and prompting of God, but putting off that decision. By the time I was 20 years old, the Lord was really putting the pressure on me to make a decision for Him, but I still resisted. It was at this point in life that my alarm clock went off one morning and this crazy preacher was yelling about Jesus and salvation and about hell. I quickly turned it off, but for some reason I didn't change the station. Every morning he would be preaching the gospel and warning of the consequences of rejecting the Savior. I would listen as long as I could stand it, which sometimes was only a few seconds. Eventually, I listened more and more, and finally I did what I knew I had to do. Driving down the road one morning after listening to another message, I prayed that the Lord would save me and forgive me, especially for resisting Him for so long. I felt completely at peace and totally convinced of how foolish it was to have resisted and procrastinated about following Him.